Following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor with KIOW Forest City and Steve Woodhouse with the Marion County Express. A.J., can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, you just finished your 99-county tour. What was the foremost on the minds of Iowans this time going around?
On a quantifiable answer, in at least 65 of the 99 counties, the Farm Bill was brought up. Now, I don't know whether that's more often than immigration and prescription drug prices, crime, Second Amendment stuff, but I guess because of the importance of the Farm Bill, that's why I single out 65 of the 99 counties, it being a top issue of discussion.
Steve, you can go ahead.
Okay. Hey, good morning, Senator. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, coming off of Labor Day, I was just wondering, what can we do to keep growing manufacturing in the United States?
Well, I think it's happening on its own for several reasons. One is there's a lot of federal dollars going into semi-computer chip manufacturing in the United States to move more of that back to the United States out of Asia. Then there's the supply chain problem we had during the pandemic, and corporations themselves are making some decisions to do one of two things. Either move manufacturing back to the United States, and some of that is happening, but also to move manufacturing out of China to other countries that are more dependable on delivering stuff to the United States. And then I think this political campaign that we're in, regardless of whether Trump or Harris wins, based upon the rhetoric of both campaigns, we're going to continue this push either through the private sector or through some government help of bringing manufacturing back to the United States.
All right. Thanks, Steve. AJ, you can go ahead.
The Medicare cost-shifting plan by the Biden administration, sir, it's a program launched to artificially lower the Medicare Part D premium payments by using taxpayer dollars. It also has allowed insurers to hike seniors' premiums and reduce plan choices. Is there any accountability for this?
The only accountability would be what Congress does through changing the law or the oversight to point out how the administration is not acting within the law, or a court case that could be brought by people saying that the government's exceeding their authority.
Yeah, speaking of government exceeding their authority, it just seems like the older I get, it seems like the more and more power the executive branch amasses, and the more the Constitution is snubbed. Like, for instance, Kamala Harris sounded as though she would try to shut down X. And there's also the Patriot Act that continues to get renewed constantly that snubs the Fourth Amendment. What can you do to fight, to preserve our constitutional rights?
Yeah. I think the Supreme Court is going to make it easier for the Constitution to be followed by a recent decision that they made reversing what's called the Chevron ruling that said that the courts were going to accept the administration's interpretation of a bill, and the courts would not counter that. They overturned that ruling. It's called the Chevron ruling. And basically, the court said, our job is to interpret the law, so we're not going to accept executive branch's interpretation of what Congress meant when they passed the law. So in a sense, the Supreme Court said to itself, we're going to do what was implied that we should do in the Constitution, interpret law. Congress has to quit delegating so much authority in loosely written legislation to the executive branch to fill in the details through regulation. And they're saying to the executive branch, you can't do that. just any way you want to based upon your interpretation of the law. So I think this is going to bring back to the Congress being more explicit in how you write legislation and not delegate so much regulation writing to the executive branch.
Thanks, yep. Steve. AJ, you've got the next question, and then Steve, afterwards, that'll be the final question. So one more question for both of you. AJ, you can go ahead.
The hostage issue in the Middle East, should the United States take a stronger role in getting these negotiations done, or should we continue to kind of sit by the sidelines?
First of all, the administration is in kind of a weak position. We're on the sidelines. And then we have a very timid Biden-Harris administration that doesn't have much respect around the world by other countries. And we're trying to lead these negotiations without much credibility to do it. And then secondly, can you think of how outrageous it must be to people that have had six hostages murdered, one of them an American citizen, and then the administration blaming Israel, the ones that were attacked on October 7th last year, and 1,200 of their people killed, that they aren't negotiating in good faith enough. Murders are murders, and we should not be making it look good for the people that did the murdering, and that's the Hamas. That's the enemy of Israel. We shouldn't be telling Israel how to win their war, just like we wouldn't want people to tell the United States, if we were attacked, how we should fight our war.
All right. And Steve, you can go ahead with your last question.
So a recent proposal by one of the candidates was to have price controls. Is that a meaningful approach to inflation? And by what standards do you set those controls?
Well, there's no standards because 33 states have laws against price gouging, and price controls were practiced by Nixon in 1972 when they lasted about 3 months because they were such a disaster. The only way I know we've had successful price controls is when the United States has been involved in a world war and there was a patriotic duty for people not to gouge. And it worked pretty well from 42 to 45. And that's about the only time I've seen it work, but it was a disaster under Nixon, and it'd be a disaster under Harris.
All right. Thanks both for joining us.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, AJ and Steve, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.